Hi, thanks for tuning in to season 5 of the Aced It podcast, where we translate science into sense so you can learn about research in the justice and health fields without having to read a lengthy journal article or report. This season, we're trying something new. Interviews. In each episode, you'll hear from top experts working on research within the JCoin network. I'm so excited. It's like you get a glimpse behind the scenes with these fascinating folks as they talk about what they're learning, the struggles they faced in their projects, and what amazing findings they have so far. Findings that will surely make a difference in the lives of so many. It's almost too good to be true. So with that, I'm Danielle Rudes, your host, coming to you from Sam Houston State University in Texas. With ACID, I do most of the work for you. All you have to do is listen. ACID is a cool and super helpful product brought to you by the Center for Advancing Correctional Excellence, ACE, at George Mason University. For more info, check out jcoinctc.org. Now, let's get started. Thanks for tuning in today. I am ecstatic to welcome Dr. Michelle Staton to this episode of the podcast. Dr. Staton is a professor at the University of Kentucky in the College of Medicine and the Department of Behavioral Science. She also works with the Center on Drug and Alcohol Research there, and she has made it her life's work to help women, specifically women in the criminal legal system and women in the Appalachian area. Dr. Staton, I am so honored to get the chance to talk to you today. I'm going to give you just a second. Maybe you can introduce yourself to our listeners.
Michelle Staton, professor at the University of Kentucky College of Medicine, Department of Behavioral Science. And I am a PI for the Kentucky JCoin Hub.
Thank you so much. Let me just start us off with a quick question about your research questions. I know you have a study through JCoin, the Justice Community Opioid Innovation Network, and I want to hear about your study. What were some of your research questions?
So our Kentucky-based JCoin Hub is the only clinical research center nationally to focus exclusively on women, which we are really excited about. Our study mainly focuses on women because they represent one of the fastest growing groups in carceral settings across the country, due in large part to drug use and opioid use specifically. And a lot of the existing research on medications to treat opioid use disorder, or MOUD, specifically research that looks at MOUD use during the transition from an institution to the community, has largely been done with men. So we wanted to better understand some of the unique factors associated with MOUD use among women as they transition to the community following release from jail. Our primary research question focuses on whether or not implementation of a telehealth intervention, both alone and in combination with peer navigation, can increase utilization of MOUD among women once they are released from jail.
Great. And then I'm wondering if you can tell me, how did you go about answering those, right? It's one thing to have questions. It's a whole nother thing to dive into the research required to be able to come up with answers.
Our Kentucky-based JCoin Hub is a type 1 hybrid effectiveness implementation trial. The clinical trial components primarily include random selection, where we go on site any given day at a jail and recruit women who are housed at that institution. We then screen them using two evidence-based tools to assess criteria consistent with opioid use disorder. Women who meet screening eligibility then complete a baseline interview with our research team, and they're randomly assigned to one of two intervention conditions. They either receive telehealth, which is a telehealth session between the woman while she is still incarcerated and an MOUD provider who's in the community. They primarily do a typical psychosocial assessment, whatever they would normally do if the woman came into the office interested in engaging in medications to treat opioid use disorder. And at the conclusion of that session, they do a reentry plan where they talk about any barriers that might exist for her to access treatment, such as transportation and those kinds of things. So all the women in the experimental conditions get the telehealth session with the MOUD provider. One arm of the experimental condition also gets peer navigation, which involves another telehealth session with our JCoin peer navigator, There are two of them. They're both women. They both have a history of justice involvement, and they both have a history of utilization of medications. And they do another session with the woman before she's released and map out a more detailed reentry plan. Again, really focusing on how to reduce any barriers that might exist for her to utilize treatment.
Wow. All of that sounds so involved. Can you maybe explain a little bit more about the groups? So we talked about treatment groups, and then I think you must have had a control group.
So those are the two intervention arms in our experimental condition. We also have a comparison condition of women in three different jails in Kentucky who go through Department of Corrections funded substance abuse treatment. And women in those substance abuse treatment programs who meet criteria for OUD have the opportunity to initiate medication, specifically naltrexone, before they transition, extended-release naltrexone, before they transition to the community, as well as supported services once they get out. So the two experimental arms of the intervention condition are then compared, or will be compared ultimately, to the comparison condition.
And do you do any follow-up with any of the women who are involved in the study?
We follow up all women in the study 3, 6, and 12 months post-release in the community. Again, with our overall focus really being on utilization of MOUD services, types of services, time and treatment, and those kinds of things.
Dr. Staton, is there any implementation or other kind of parts of the study that you want to talk about?
Because it's a type 1 hybrid effectiveness study, we also have an implementation aim to understand how some of these organizational level factors across the jails, the MOUD providers, and peer navigators may relate specifically to study outcomes. And we also have a cost effectiveness aim to understand how the interventions may offset cost in the community associated with relapse and recidivism.
And I know that the JCOIN Network started a lot of its studies right before COVID hit and the world shut down. How did COVID impact your team's ability to get this study off the ground?
So our original study design included in-person recruitment and screening at 9 different jail facilities across Kentucky. And we were having our first launch meeting at our first jail in mid-March. And when we returned to our car, we all had a series of emails and text messages letting us know that jails were going to be closed due to COVID-19. So we were unable to actually launch the study until the following December, with full implementation not rolling out until the following March. So basically a year of delay. So that certainly changed the study. But we also had to make some changes in the ways that we recruited. And so rather than in-person recruitment, we worked with each jail site to develop a recruitment plan that would work for them. And that really resulted in a number of different approaches for us, like Zoom video conferencing or interviewing behind visitation glass, just whatever we could do with our partners to still be able to move forward with a study. And we had the advantage of this being a telehealth study that we didn't necessarily intend to use telehealth for data collection, but it did prove to be a really valuable resource to enable us to go ahead and start the study. And so despite a number of setbacks and challenges, we are now fully implemented in 8 jails and steady recruitment happening at each of those facilities, at least for now.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, I am sure that was so frustrating, all those delays and challenges. I'm really glad to hear, though, now that you're back on track. Can you tell us about some of your most interesting findings so far? I know you still have a ways to go, but what have you got so far?
That's a great question. We of course, are still in preliminary phases of data analysis and mostly trying to describe our sample and understand our sample at this point. And most of the findings really speak to the complexity of addiction for women. We recently published a paper on our random selection process and screening where we found that about 75% of women who were randomly selected from jails and screened met our study eligibility criteria consistent with OUD. And among those who responded to one general question about opioid use in the year before incarceration, 99% of them went on to meet the OUD screening criteria. So What we learned is that if they were using opioids at all, they were using them at levels that were fairly consistent with OUD.
Wow. That's a really critical finding all by itself. Is there anything else?
We also know that women in the study report really high prevalence rates of mental health issues, including depression, anxiety, PTSD, and these issues are highly correlated with their high-risk drug use and their history of criminal activities. We also know that the majority of the women in the study, about 85%, are mothers, and many have had experiences with child protective services, and some have permanently lost custody of their children. And we know that those situations alone are indicative of probably a very stressful and chaotic lifestyle prior to incarceration. But in spite of a number of these challenges, and those are just a few examples, we're learning that the women in the study are very resilient and hopeful about a fresh start after they are released from jail. We've had a number of success stories of women who have entered treatment, who've started new jobs, who have started going to school, and a few who've entered peer support specialist training programs so that they can in turn begin to think about helping others. So we really look forward to continuing to learn from these women and continue to focus all of our research efforts on improving the lives of these women, as well as their families and their children following release from jail.
Oh, Michelle, I have goosebumps just thinking about the many challenges that these women endure. I thank you so much for your amazing dedication and passion to the work and the help that you are providing to so many. Thank you so much for everything that you and your team are doing. And thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. We look forward to more updates about your awesome project in the future.
I really want to thank Danielle Ruse with the JCOIN Coordination and Translation Center for her work on this podcast. I also want to thank NIDA for the funding to get to do this important work, our JCOIN network, including all the national hubs for the work that they're doing, as well as our local JCOIN team who just works so hard. I also want to thank our state partners who are true partners, and without them and their ongoing support, really none of this work would be possible. And finally, I want to thank our JCOIN women for their vulnerability to talk to us and really for showing us so often that all of this work is so worth it. So thank you.
That wraps another episode of the ACEDIT podcast. We thank you for listening to ACEDIT, where we translate science into sense. Also, remember, you can find one-page summary overviews written in plain language for all of the research we cover on this podcast on our website, jcoinctc.org. Our conveniently packaged research summaries may help you remember what you heard here, and they will help you translate this research to your staff, friends, students, or colleagues. ACEDIT is part of the NIDA-funded Justice Community Opioid Innovation Network, or JCOIN, through the Coordination and Translation Center, CTC, housed at the Center for Advancing Correctional Excellence, ACE, at George Mason University. Tune in again for more science and more sense with ACEDIT.